When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. He protects his people and he keeps his promises. So always thank him and praise him through it all, people. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, comfort one another, intercede for each other, support one another, all those things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the love, the harmony, the peace, the gathering, and the love. Much love to the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, courageous, isolated believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are dealing with persecutions for the faith. Much love to all you strong, courageous believers out there. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to the grafted and Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there. Anyone who just became a believer, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you. Anybody who just repented and became a convert, God bless you. Love you all. Welcome, most definitely. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faiths, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound, play an instrument. Cry out to him, sing, dance, express yourself, stretch out your hands, lift your hands on high. Do what you got to do for the Most High. Always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship his spirit of truth. Amen. Most definitely. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. So stay alert, ready, prayed up, sober, vigilant, steadfast, all those things, people. Keep being washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Keep your lamps and your oils. Keep the commandments. Keep the law, statute, commandments. Keep all of God's word. Keep the testimony of Jesus. Keep the faith, people. Keep doing the great commission. Keep being doers of the word. Keep spreading the gospel. Keep doing the works, always for the Most High, always for the kingdom, always for his glory. Amen. Keep on helping people and servicing people with all the strength and might that you have. Amen. Praise him, y'all. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, visions, encounters, and various of expressive communication. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our circumstances, our future, what our task, assignments, whatever the Father gave you, handle it. Amen. Let's be more disciplined. Let's be more responsible, more practical, and let's be more reasonable with everything we're doing. Okay. Let's keep bearing good fruit that our fruit remains. Amen. Praise the Lord, y'all. So hope that y'all stay strong and okay out there. Okay. Take it one day at a time, people. In today's message, we will go through today's Bible reading. We will go through the recommended reading scriptures, and then we will go through the commentary. From there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. We will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. Recommended reading scriptures, the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. The book of John, chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. And also the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 18 through 24. The title of this commentary is Darkness and Light. What one thing do you enjoy the most about the end of the year or special times of the year or seasons? Maybe you anticipate taking the family, including the dog, out to a snowy field to pick out and cut down your trees or do any chores. Or perhaps you look to that one big all family day, that all day family party that allows you to catch up with all your siblings and family members that you haven't seen in a while, and also people throughout the neighborhood. Or maybe just looking at how people are gathered and outside, walking in love, harmony, and peace around certain time periods of the day. Hundreds of years before the Messiah was born, Isaiah looked forward to the prophecy about the Messiah. In the Bible, the prophets speak on behalf of God to his people. Sometimes they deliver their message to one individual, and other instances to an entire nation of Israel receives the message. On still other occasions, as with Isaiah's prophecy, the message concerns the future. Through the prophet Isaiah, God promised the Messiah a savior for his people. Notice that each of the names of the Messiah in the passage has two parts. Wonderful Counselor portrays the Messiah as coming to carry out a program of redemption in the world. Mighty God stresses his power as a divine warrior. Everlasting Father depicts the Messiah as an enduring, compassionate provider and protector. As Prince of Peace, his rule would bring wholeness and peace to individuals and to society as a whole. This is the Messiah we have come to know through the teachings of the New Testament as well. To the original hearers of this word, the prospect of a Messiah came as hopeful and welcome news. The people needed a savior because they lived in spiritual darkness and in separation from God. Like those ancient Hebrews, every one of us enters the world in a state of spiritual darkness. The sinful nature within each of us creates a void that we try to unsuccessfully to fill on our own. But only the Messiah, only Jesus, the Messiah, brings light until God shines this great light of his love on us. We can neither see nor comprehend our need to reconnect to him. When we receive the great light of God's love, we no longer have to worry, fret, or fear. Instead, we can experience the peace that only the Prince of Peace, verse 6, provides. The next time you do any chores or anything like that, always remember that the Messiah came into the world to shed welcome lights into a dark place. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What are some ways you could place a greater emphasis on Messiah in your life? Do you know friends and family members who still live in spiritual darkness? What steps can you take to tell them about the Messiah, our true Savior? What fears concern you right now? How can you surrender your worries to the Prince of Peace? Amen, people. He is the true light, the light of the world, y'all. He is amazing, y'all. Okay, so let us constantly keep seeking the Most High. We know that the Messiah is the way, truth, and life. So definitely have to follow that beautiful example that's been given to us. Amen. So that is the commentary. All right. If anybody right now is dealing through some darkness or spiritual darkness or uncertainty or anything like that, his prayer is up and comfort for you. And the Most High will see you through. The Most High will bring you through. You will have a testimony out of your tribulations. Amen. So that is the commentary. Okay. What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He is the God of the Hebrews. Most definitely the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Lord, y'all. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Praise the Messiah. Much love to him. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord. The Advocate. Praise the Lord. The Almighty, true, and living God. Praise him. The Alpha and Omega. Amen. The Apostle of our profession. The Arm of the Lord. The Atoning Sacrifice for our sins. The Author and Finisher of our faith. The Author and Perfecter of our faith. The Author of life. The Author of salvation. The beginning and the end. The beginning of creation of God. The Beloved Son. The Blessed and Only Potentate. The Blessed and Only Ruler. The Branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is the King of Israel, amen. He is the King of Kings, hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is holiness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my strength, my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler. Our Redeemer, our Savior, our Helper, our Provider. Praise Him, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Be'Yahweh, Yahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai, Yeshaya, Adonai, Abba. He is the consuming fire. He is the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of Him. The government rests on His shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on Him and He'll show you great mighty things. Search and seek Him with all your heart and you will find Him. He is a rewarder to those who seek Him diligently. You got to believe in Him, know that He exists, trust in Him, call on Him. Search and seek with all your heart. You will find Him, people. He definitely got you. He is a rewarder to those who seek Him diligently, y'all. He is amazing, y'all. Your faith made you well. Your faith saved you. Your faith is how you overcame all your problems. Your faith is how you overcame the world. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders, breakthrough, comfort, peace, joy, good news, unexpected good news, good surprise for the rest of your life. In the Messiah's name, most definitely, we touch and agree. Praise the Lord, y'all. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God be in our lives forever, the mighty hand of God be in our lives forever, the finger of God be in our lives forever. Amen. Praise Him, y'all. He got us. Just be patient, be strong, hang in there, people. His timing is perfect timing, due timing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the message of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey Him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone of builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise Him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim. He definitely is the wonderful counselor, y'all. Praise Him. The word made flesh, the living word, the sinless high priest, the way everlasting. Amen. We know that His word is purified, simple, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that His words are double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.